were financially injured by Formula One. It was a huge success. I know. But a lot of people were hurt by it as well. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
How good are the Lady Rebels? Consider that UNLV women's basketball has not only made two straight appearances in the NC2A tournament, they have a Mountain West Conference winning streak that has reached 29 games. They'll host New Mexico Saturday afternoon at Cox Pavilion. The Golden Knights are back on the ice tonight, looking for their first win streak in more than a month. The New York Rangers are in town for a 7 o'clock faceoff at the Fortress. To say Raiders defensive end Max Crosby endorses Antonio Pierce being named head coach would be an understatement. A three-time Pro Bowler suggested it would be ridiculous and insane not to bring Pierce back. Crosby references the last time the team made a mistake in not elevating then-interim head coach Rich Bisaccia.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
You support transparency in government, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there are tax dollars, right?
So when local governments decide how much to, say, pay police officers or when they set the salaries for teachers, you think those discussions should be open to the public, right?
Oh, yeah, actually, I'd like to be in that meeting to give my two cents.
Well, what if I told you that currently, when local governments meet with union leaders to have those discussions, it all happens behind closed doors?
What? What do you mean, behind closed doors?
In Nevada, public sector union negotiations are exempt from the state's open meeting laws. The entire process is closed to the public. Even as a public employee, you would not be allowed to see what they're negotiating.
Wow. How much we're going to pay teachers and police seems like a pretty big discussion to keep hidden from taxpayers.
Better government begins with more transparency, not less. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to find out more. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out. Go to nomoredraftywindows.com for full offer details.
Attention all homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? It's time to replace. Fog between the glass. Time to replace. Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's definitely time to replace. If you've put off replacing windows in your home because it's too expensive, here's great news. You can now get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson, the company with the most five-star reviews among leading full-service window replacement companies. And right now, you can save $359 off every window and $887 off every door. Just text DRAFT to 200-300 for your free consultation on top-quality, affordable windows or patio doors for no dollars down, no payments, and no interest for a year. That's right. You don't pay a dime for an entire year. Plus, save $359 off every window and $887 off every door. But hurry, these big-dollar savings end this month. Text DRAFT to 200-300 right now. Text the word DRAFT to 200-300. Don't wait. Text DRAFT to 200-300.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? I promise never to take more money than you.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Fall is here and RSV can strike people over 60. Super protect yours with the vaccine. Check with your healthcare provider or visit immunizenevada.org. With health, there is life.
This message is sponsored by Immunize Nevada, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
A problem on the way in from Boulder City right now, an accident on I-11 northbound near Horizon Drive. That is blocking the right lane, I-11 northbound near Horizon. Still slow through the Charleston curve, an accident on 95 northbound after Boulder Highway to blame for most of that braking. A lot of construction cones in the area, too, also keeping those speeds down. On the surface streets, a northeast injury accident at Pecos and Owen still there. Clear sunny skies this afternoon. Temperatures warming into the low 60s. 41, though, right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Here I am, rocking like a hurricane. Fire in the belly, here I am.
It is live and local. Everything you need to know to start your day. Everything you'll need at that first business meeting, that breakfast. We've got it for you. News, weather, traffic, sports. We've got it all covered, all in one package from 6 to 9 a.m. every day, Monday through Friday. To bring you up to speed on what's going on, they still don't have a budget deal in Washington. We're still on the verge of a government shutdown. It's getting ugly out there, and it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. They had a big meeting. The leadership in the House and the Senate met with the president at the White House yesterday. Why was Chuck Schumer grinning from ear to ear yesterday after the meeting with the president? This was his statement as he emerged from the White House meeting in a pretty good mood.
It was a very good meeting and a very positive meeting. There was a large amount of agreement around the table that we must do Ukraine and we must do border. There was tremendous focus on Ukraine and an understanding that if we don't come to Ukraine's aid, that the consequences for America around the globe would be nothing short of devastating. And within a year, we would be on our back foot doing all kinds of things that we wouldn't want to do. That it was essential, and there was Democratic and Republican agreement that it was essential we help Ukraine. We also talked about the border and how it's so important to deal with the border. The president himself said over and over again that he is willing to make to move forward on border. And so we said we have to do both. There were a couple of people in the room who said, let's do border first. We said we have to do both together. In the Senate, and let me make one more point. The only way we will do border and Ukraine, or even either of them, is bipartisan. You cannot do things with one party in a divided Congress. And so anyone who says, any party that says do it my way or no way, we're not going to get anything done. And I think there was broad agreement in the room that we had to do this in a bipartisan way. Speaking in the Senate, we are making really good progress. I am more optimistic now that we can come to an agreement on border and Ukraine in one package, along with aid to Israel, along with humanitarian aid for the Palestinians in Gaza, and along with helping us in Indochina. I am more optimistic than ever before that we'd come to an agreement. I put the chances a little bit greater than half now, and that's the first time I can say that. And so we hope to fund the government this week, and then if we can come to an agreement, we haven't come to an agreement yet in the Senate, move very quickly on the supplemental very shortly thereafter.
On the other side is Mike Johnson. And this is cut two, by the way. He is the Speaker of the House, and he acknowledges that regardless of what came out of yesterday's meeting with the president, the House is going to need more time to work out a budget arrangement, that they're simply not done with their work. This was Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, yesterday.
I wanted no more CRs until we could move this process forward. We've achieved that. We forged forward. We got the top-line agreement. And in spite of what people are saying on both sides, this is a better agreement than we had. Because of the adjustments that were made to the top line of 1.59, there was additional money that was spent. So we went in and carved it up. We got $16 billion in real cuts out of the IRS slush fund and the COVID slush funds the Biden administration was so jealously guarding and protecting. And that's an important improvement. We changed some of the gimmicks in those side deals, as they're called, into real savings for the American people. So having gotten the top-line agreement now, this allows us to go forward for the appropriators on both sides, both chambers, to work together and come up with the final bills. Wait a minute, let me finish. And this is an important thing for us because it allows us to fight for our policy changes, our policy riders, in those spending bills. And it takes time to do that. And so the reason we need just a little bit more time on the calendar is to allow that process to play out. This is what the American people expect and deserve. This is the way the law is supposed to work, where individual appropriations bills and not one big massive omnibus spending bill are duly negotiated and amended and priorities fought for, and that's what we're doing. We just need a little more time on the calendar to do it, and that's why we are.
There you have it, the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. Coming up, we're going to talk to with a guy that would like to serve with Mike Johnson, Drew Johnson, the candidate for Congress in CD3. He is running, and we're going to talk about what he would do in Washington, if he were there right now, to move the budgeting process along. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This segment of the Long Life Era is powered by Paul Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active. Be healthy. They'd rather wait. Marla Letiche is the founder of Long Life Era Community Facebook Group. Now, last time we were talking, we were discussing how happiness changes in our long life era than, say, when we are younger.
Right. So as we begin to mature, again, according to Dr. Arthur C. Brooks, who wrote the book Strength to Strength, as we begin to mature, we begin to lean into our own nature. We begin to trust it more. We begin to make discoveries of our soul, and we start working to find real purpose. And that is, as he defines it, our crystallized brain. And this is the brain that matures and combines experience with data and moves us into our teaching brains, our mentoring brains, our desire to give back to all to help make things better. And it becomes the brain where we switch from striver worker and burning ourselves out to mentor. And that's what you'll see in most people who are 50 and above.
You mentioned patterns on the outset. What is the one that we lean into most?
So we lean into most trying to avoid our unhappiness. The crystallized brain knows that to avoid your unhappiness is actually to avoid your happiness, because the only way out through anything that is making you unhappy is through, right? The only way out is through. You have to experience it. You have to feel it. You have to go against your own nature to avoid the unhappiness. You need to feel it. You need to lean into it. You need to grow from it. And you do that with four things, which are tuning into faith, family, friendship, spirituality. It's all about your relationships.
Now, the website is found at longlifemindset.com. You can get interactive on
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Ask yourself, what's most important in your life? Family? Safety in your home? Visit Precision Armory and Range on Blue Diamond. Precision Armory and Range is a full-service gun store where customers are like family. Simply owning a firearm and exercising your Second Amendment right is not enough. Education and safety are essential. You can't protect yourself and loved ones if you can't shoot. We offer you the training to be the most responsible firearm owner possible. At Precision Armory and Range, we offer everything from first-time shooter course, which will give you the basic knowledge to handle a firearm safely, all the way to our outstanding private one-on-one lesson with our highly experienced in-house instructors. Precision Armory and Range also offers weekly concealed carry classes and, coming soon, safety classes for young adults. Improve your shooting skills at one of our six shooting lanes at Precision Armory. Competitive prices on everything from firearms to accessories, private party transfers, PLIB qualification sign-off, and classes. Education and safety are Precision Armory and Range's most important core values. Be smart and be safe with your firearm, and you'll have the confidence to protect those most important to you. Precision Armory and Range on Blue Diamond.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's go! Bucks further down the street with the green pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat?
So the presidential primary on the Republican side rolls on. They have moved on from Iowa. They are now in New Hampshire and South Carolina. And it's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out. Chip Roy is a congressman from Texas. He was an early supporter of Ron DeSantis. And there's been a lot of talk that DeSantis is abandoning New Hampshire. He's giving up on New Hampshire, moving all of his assets into South Carolina. Chip Roy, from New Hampshire, says they're still working hard in New Hampshire. Here it is.
He's not polling well in New Hampshire. He seems to be putting his focus elsewhere. He's looking like he's in a world of political hurt. Do you think you're hooked up with the wrong horse?
Absolutely not. You never regret saddling up with someone who is a good human being, a good man, a good husband, a good father, someone with a track record of what he's accomplished in Florida. This nation would be so blessed to have Ron DeSantis in the White House. I'm going to ride along with him as long as he wants to go, and I think he's got a message that's resonating. We're in New Hampshire right now. Everybody said, oh, he's taken out. He's going to South Carolina. I'm talking to you from a hotel in Manchester. We just had an event that was filled with a bunch of people who love the message that Governor DeSantis is delivering. Look, we're realists. I can look at numbers. But look, let's also peel back what happened in Iowa. President Trump, the incumbent, if you will, only got half the vote of a very depressed turnout of 110,000. Of the people who showed up, 7,000 were Democrats, and almost all of those went to Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley's support in New Hampshire is pretty much fake. It is a mix of independents, soft R's. The support in Iowa was Democrats pumping her up. She dumped $26 million against Governor DeSantis only to come in third. I mean, talking about not having a date for the prom. She's coming to New Hampshire. She's going to lose. If she goes to South Carolina, she's going to lose. She's playing for I don't even know what. Meanwhile, she's taking away from the American people currently the ability of having a head-to-head race between two heavyweights, Governor DeSantis, who's delivered for the people of Florida, and former President Trump. I think with that choice, head-to-head, we'd have a real debate. And you know what? Maybe President Trump would actually show up to a debate. Nikki Haley's not showing up to debates. President Trump has showed up to no debates. Well, so Governor DeSantis is showing up answering questions.
I know polls are just polls, Congressman. I apologize for that. But she is swamping him right now in New Hampshire. That might change. I would imagine she has a better chance of doing better than him, at least in South Carolina. You're quite right. Right now, that could be Donald Trump's to lose. But she's not doing too poorly.
Well, again, she spent $26 million and used 7,000 Democrats to come in third in Iowa. She is going to try to monopolize the more moderate flank of the voters in New Hampshire, and she's still going to lose. She's going to go to South Carolina, and she's going to lose her.
He spent a lot more money in Iowa from the very beginning, being among the earliest candidates. And like I say, he did come in second, but he didn't win one single county in Iowa.
Well, he worked it really hard and got 21% of the vote, despite the fact the polls said he was going to be at 13 or 14. And he did it because he did do all that hard work. And let's be very clear, with all due respect to Fox, and I'm happy to be on with you. But the earned media advantage, President Trump, it's like 20-1. And you go look at the spread in the chart since last March after the Bragg indictments, the massive amount of news that has been going on since last March, that earned media advantage is really difficult to go up against. And so, look, Governor DeSantis did the hard work out in Iowa, and that's how he earned that 21% and that second place finish. So we'll see what happens going forward. But look, we're in New Hampshire. He's going to be in New Hampshire and South Carolina this weekend, and he's working it hard.
There you have it, Chip Roy, congressman from Texas, who is an early supporter of Ron DeSantis. And he says, no, they're still working. They're working hard in New Hampshire. Now the big question is, and I guarantee you, all of the remaining candidates, Nikki Haley, Ron DeSantis, they are all faced with the same problem. What to do with Donald J. Trump? We have the main judge. Yesterday, or actually, I think it was yesterday, a judge issued a stay. So Donald J. Trump will remain on the ballot, the primary ballot for Maine, the state of Maine. And it'll be interesting to see what happens there. Andy McCarthy, this is Cut 5, by the way. This was his reaction to the Maine judge and the decision to keep Trump on the ballot. Here it is.
So this has been stayed, much like the Colorado situation was stayed. They are waiting in the state courts for the Supreme Court to weigh in on this. What's your take?
Well, I think it's a very good development because
it not only increases the chance that the Supreme Court will, you know, rapidly issue a decision that will be decisive, which is what we hope. I think that, you know, when multiple states do this and then, like, Maine comes out and says we're going to wait on the Supreme Court, that's a big encouragement to the court to decide this. And when I say that, what I mean, Martha, is, you know, we've talked before about the fact that this could actually be two phases of chaos, because there could be one issue about access to the ballot with respect to the primaries and then access to the ballot with respect to the general election. So if you let this go, you let every state make their own ad hoc rules, and then we have two waves of litigation. We're going to invite even more chaos than we've already invited from the legal system into the electoral politics of 2024.
So you have two big issues that it looks like the court is grappling with. One is whether or not a state can independently decide that that a crime has been committed and taken an insurrection in this case, which, as we said, he hasn't been charged with, and take him off the ballot. The other is this question of presidential immunity. Give us a sense of how you think the court is going to manage all of this. And maybe while you're answering this, we can take a look at the very complex Trump campaign courtroom calendar, Andy.
Yes. Well, I think, Martha, what the court's going to want to stay away from, a million miles away from, is, was there an insurrection and yeah. did Trump participate in it? So the issues really, I think, are going to come down to, does Section 3 of the 14th Amendment apply to presidents, which I think is a profound question. And then secondly, if it does, what procedurally has to be done in order to establish whether the insurrection trigger applies. I would also add a third thing into the mix, just as long as Democrats are raising this. The 14th Amendment, Section 3, is not a limitation on the public. It's a limitation on the office holder. So it says that no person shall be a president or a senator or representative. You know the list. It doesn't say that no person shall be elected. And I don't mean to be persnickety about this, but, you know, in 2000, Mel Carnahan was elected to the Senate when he was dead. You know,
that's
now,
right.
Article 1 of the Constitution lays out what the qualifications are for the Senate, like you have to be over 30 years old, et cetera. I didn't hear anyone saying at the time that he needed to be taken off the ballot. Well, maybe they said it at the time, mm-hmm. but certainly courts didn't entertain it. They didn't say he needed to be taken off the ballot because the qualification included being alive in addition to, you know, checking the other boxes. Yeah. I just think it's very peculiar. It wouldn't surprise me if the Supreme Court ultimately said, you know, get back to us when Trump gets elected.
There you have it. There you have it. Andy McCarthy, his reaction to that Maine judge. So Donald Trump is still on the ballot in Maine and will remain so until the Supreme Court rules. They've got oral arguments coming up on that, and we'll find out more in the weeks and maybe months to come. This issue is still out there, trust me. Stick around, more to do. We'll get you ready for our final hour coming up in just a minute. Stay with us as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, fellow business owners, Kevin Wall here, and I've got a game changer for you. When it comes to your team's safety and your business's success, think Blue Sky for workers' compensation insurance. Blue Sky Insurance is a locally owned and operated independent insurance brokerage focused on solving your small business insurance needs. You know that accidents can throw any business owner a curveball, but if you work with Blue Sky, you can consider your bases covered. Owners Steve and Amy Miller will help you with a tailored plan designed to handle the accidents and let you do what you do best, run your business. Whether you've been in business for years or you're just starting out, call Blue Sky today. Do it right now, 702-410-8020, or visit them online at blueskylv.com. Blue Sky Insurance, your partner in workplace safety, 702-410-8020, or online at blueskylv.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hallo, this is mein Auto. Und this is mein Key. Und there is only one place I trust with mein Key. Mein Key Car Care. They even offer financing options, so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing. Und options. Und mein Key. Und American cheese. Remember, I only trust mein Key with mein Key. Your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Let's talk about the 2023 Best of Las Vegas winners. And, of course, our very own Demopolis Law did it again. For the second straight year, they are the Best of Las Vegas Gold winners. And this year, they won gold for Best Accident Lawyer, gold for Best Injury Lawyer, and gold for Best Trial Lawyer. So if you're still thinking about which accident lawyer to hire, you should know the answer by now. Hire Nevada's legal elite, Demopolis Law, baby. We win. Visit them at LegalElite.com.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
From now until, gosh, November 5th. Hard to believe it. It's right on top of us. From now until November 5th, we are going to be dedicated on this show to making sure you are fully informed when it comes to your government. And there are a lot of races that are out there that are going to be highlight races. The one thing I know we need to do is we need to eliminate Susie Lee in CD3. That's got to be priority one for the Republican Party. This is a winnable seat, and it's one that is vital. And again, this is a part of the battle to keep the majority in the United States House of Representatives. Drew Johnson is a candidate for Congress in CD3. We'll get a chance to visit with him. He recently endorsed Donald J. Trump, and then Trump goes on and wins Iowa by 30 points. Hard to believe it. Hard to believe it. Cause and effect? No, I'm not trying to make that case. I'm sorry. I was joking. But we'll find out. Maybe there is a cause and effect. We'll talk about that. Drew Johnson will join us, running for Congress in CD3. All coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborne Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KM.